Auditing is not always everyone's favorite activity, especially when you're the one being audited. Imagine this scenario. You lead a team responsible for a key business process or technology product. Your organization depends on this process or product for its survival. Perhaps your team is responsible for running the process that services customer accounts, or for maintaining the technology product with which your organization's customers interact. Your organization is counting on your team's success to achieve its objectives. It's a typical Monday, until your first afternoon meeting gets underway. In this meeting, you learn the internal auditors will be starting an audit of your process or product in the next few weeks. You immediately break out in a cold sweat, panic and anxiety washing over you as your mind races. You wonder what questions the auditors will ask, what evidence they'll request, and what they'll report to their leaders. You think, the enforcers are here with their outdated checklists, looking for problems to shine a light on, wanting to make me look bad. The problem is, auditors don't understand your processes or what's really important to you and your team. How are you supposed to get your actual work done when the auditors are setting up a million meetings, endlessly asking irrelevant questions, and requesting documentation that doesn't even reflect the current process? An audit adds work to your plate without bringing much value. Then, at the end of it all, they'll hand you a report that doesn't help you or your team deliver value any faster or better. The auditors use the same approach they've been using to audit for years. Everyone else in the organization is changing to stay ahead of the change curve, but it seems like the auditors aren't even trying to keep up. Now imagine yourself on the other side of the table. You're the internal auditor responsible for assuring the organization's key stakeholders that risks are managed appropriately and the organization is set up to achieve its objectives. It's a typical Monday for you as well. In your first meeting after lunch, you explain to your client that the internal audit department will begin an audit of the client's process or product soon. Before you even finish your sentence, the clients across the table cross their arms and exchange uneasy looks with one another, glancing nervously around the room. You can tell they're already getting defensive and shutting down. Here we go again, you think, trying not to roll your eyes. We haven't even begun, and we're already off to a rough start. You're only trying to help protect the organization that employs everyone in the room, but the people on the other side of the table already see you as an adversary. Don't they understand that your job is to help them? That the purpose of internal audit is to help deliver value and improve processes? You try to change the attitude in the room by asking about the team's current process. After all, as an auditor, you're an expert in risks and controls, not an expert in every business process at your organization. You can't do your job effectively if the team doesn't help explain what they do and why they do it. However, instead of engaging in the conversation, the clients clam up and give you the most basic answers to your questions without elaborating. It feels like they're purposefully trying to hide information or obstruct your audit. It's clear they want you to be done, or at least gone. And when it comes to setting up time to meet with you, the team says they're too busy. You barely get a regular 15-minute meeting on the books before they're out the door. Don't they care about risks and what could go wrong? The success or failure of the organization affects everyone, after all. They seem to be more focused on inventing the next new product or delivering the coolest new feature when they should care about a strong control environment. This scenario might feel overly simplistic, but time and time again, this is the adversarial, even combative nature of many internal audits. It often seems that both sides, auditors and those being audited, are bracing themselves for the worst. There has to be a way these two groups can work together, right? Or are we destined to be lifelong adversaries? How did we end up in this horrifying nightmare in the first place?